الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. دروشي پلے Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. Shaitan employs many strategies to mislead a believer from the right path. Shaitan plays many tricks, employs many strategies to mislead a believer from the right path. At times, he entices a person to an action and he feels very comfortable. He feels that what I am doing is thawab, a good deed. But in reality, that action is a destructible sin. And in the Islamic terminology, these destructible sins are known as bid'at. Bid'at. One is a sin and one is to commit the sin of bid'ah. Bid'ah is a sin, or in fact, just to explain what bid'ah is, perhaps the most powerful weapon of the shaitan to push someone into that category, that he becomes a bid'ati. And bid'ah means to open a new file in Islam, to introduce something that is not endorsed by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not endorsed by the Khulafa'i Rashideen, Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar Farooq, Uthman Ali, and the 100,000 plus companions, something that is not endorsed by the Mufassireen of the Quran, famous scholars, something that is strange to the Muhaddithin. Imam Bukhari does not recognize it. Imam Muslim does not recognize it. Imam Malik does not recognize it. Imam Shafi does not recognize it. Imam Abu Hanifa does not recognize this. Something that is strange to Sharia, something new, an innovation. If a person commits a sin, he is conscious that what I am doing is wrong. Therefore, Allah gives him the tawfiq of tawbah. He understands what I have done is wrong. So the doors of tawbah, repentance, are open for him. But someone who is involved in bid'ah, highly dangerous, inflammable, destructible, something that will detonate any time. Bid'ah is a sin that does not give an opportunity to a believer to repent. Why? Because the shaitan makes him feel what I am doing is right. Shaitan makes him feel that no, I am the true lover of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The shaitan puts the seeds of the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam inside the heart of that person who claims to be a believer, and with the love of the Prophet pushes him out from Islam. You see, these are the tricks of shaitan. And that is why we have a balance, Sharia. You see, Sharia is not what Maulana Dawood Saab says, or Maulvi Muhammad, or the rest of the Imams have said. Sharia is what the scholars have said and have given us, and we have a chain, a system of chain, a chain of narration. You see, when you say Miswak is Sunnah, why is it a Sunnah? We can prove it to you that Miswak is a Sunnah, because from the year 2009, until the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we have this unbroken chain to prove that miswak is a sunnah. I have heard it from my teacher, he has heard it from his teacher, and not only just hearing it, there is an Arabic to prove it, because Rasulullah was an Arab. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was an Arab. It's not Portuguese, it's not English, it's not a translation. It has to be of authenticity in the Arabic language. And this is the beauty of Islam. That is why Islam, subhanAllah, the foundation of Islam is very, very strong. It can bulldoze any other isms out of the way. Islam is, subhanAllah, a dynamic religion. And so we have this system. But bid'ah is something that falls short of the chain of narration. It has no foundation. It doesn't go back to the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And why it's dangerous? Because Allah does not grant him the tawfiq of tawbah, because to him what he is doing is right. And this is what shaitan does. Shaitan does not want a Muslim to go to the Gurudwara. It's too obvious. Everybody will say this guy is a mushrik. Shaitan does not want Abdullah and Yusuf to go to a Hindu temple. It's too obvious. But ye to kufr hai. Shaitan does not want Abdul Jabbar to go to a church. It's too obvious. But shaitan works with shirk, the shirk element and the bid'ah element inside a person's heart, in such a way that he feels that I am the true lover of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And subhanallah, in that way the shaitan slips him out from the main road. Aur uska accident ho jata hai hard shoulder par hi. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And so one innovation is, my respected brothers, especially with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it's a very sensitive issue. But I ask my congregation to listen to me attentively. The Christians have indulged in shirk with Allah. Same strategy of the shaitan. Excessive love of Isa. So much love of Isa alayhi salam that they became blind and they said that he is the son of God. And if anybody says he is not the son of God, they say, you see, ye to gustakhe rasool hai. He's not a right Christian. He's not the right Christian. If he was a true Christian, he'd believe that Jesus is the son of God, aliyazu billah. And this is what the shaitan wants. The shaitan wants to decapitate the believer. Sir, he ko main kalam kar do. First punch, knock him out. No wasting time. You come in the ring with me, first punch, I knock you out. Shaitan, this is what he does. How? And he says that, you see, you have to love Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, we love Rasulullah. But shaitan will not say to you that it is the sunnah of Rasulullah to read tahajjud. You love Rasulullah, read tahajjud. No, he won't say that to you. The shaitan will not say to you, you love Rasulullah, put on a pagri. This is the sunnah. He won't say that to you. The shaitan will not say to a person, you love Rasulullah, make sure your izar is above your ankles. He won't say that to us. The shaitan will not say, you love Rasulullah, use miswak. He won't say that. The shaitan will not say, you love Rasulullah, read the Quran. He won't say that to you. The shaitan will introduce new things to you, mind-boggling things, you know, beyond imagination. And he will say, you love Rasulullah? Of course we love Rasulullah. Bhai, pyar to karte hai na? Then you must remember that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been titled to be Alimul Ghaib. What is he? Alimul Ghaib. Alimul Ghaib. These are the attributes of Allah. That Allah knows of the past, of the future, of the present, every atom, every movement, every matter, past, future, present, at every given time, the complete knowledge is with who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah is who? Allamul Ghuyub. Allamul Ghuyub. Now we need to remember that ilm-e ghaib is of two categories. Ilm-e ghaib ki kitni kisme hai? Do kisme. Ilm means to have knowledge. Ghaib means the unseen. To have the knowledge of the unseen is of two categories. The first category is to have the complete knowledge. Zarra zarra ka ilm. Zarra zarra ka ilm. The complete knowledge. Jisko kulli ilm-e ghaib kehte. Kulli, the complete knowledge. That is only exclusively for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah. No one else. Not the jinns, not the malaika, not even the prophets. Exclusivity only for Allah. That is the attribute of Allah. Now the question is, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave information of the coming of Mahdi, the coming of Dajjal, the coming of Ya'juj, Ma'juj, a lot of predictions, prophecies of the future, a lot of knowledge which he said is of the unseen, most definitely. What the scholars say, that the second category of ilm-e ghaib is revelation. What is it? Revelation. Wahi. Which is atai. Atai. Selective information that is given to the Prophet. And that is only by the permission of Allah. What is it? Permission of Allah. Allah's Nabi was in Medina Munawwara and he could see in the battlefield that Hazrat Ja'far has become shaheed, that Sahabi has become shaheed, that Sahabi has become shaheed. He's actually looking and the invisible is visible to him. Why? At that time Allah has opened this for him. Allah has opened this for him. This is selective data, selective information that Allah has given to a Nabi. And that is why in the Quran Allah says, وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not speak from his impulse, but that which is a revelation to him. It would be wrong for someone to say that jo ilm Allah ka hai, wo ilm Rasulullah ka bhi hai. Aliyazu billah. Bhai, kuch balance to rakhe. You should not push sahabai kiram ajma'in to the category of Anbiya alayhim as-salam, and you should not push Anbiya alayhim as-salam to the category of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In his attributes, Allah is unique. Allah is unique. Aur zara dil ke kano se sune. Dil ke kano se sune. Maine agar koi maine apni baat ki, to main mujrim hu. Lekin قرآن اور سنت کا حوالہ دے کر آپ کے سامنے گفتگو کریں. اللہ اور اس کے رسول کی بات آپ کے سامنے رکھنی ہے, آپ جا کر اپنے وقت پر مطالعہ کریں. There is no confusion. And it is incredible what the shaitan puts in the hearts of people. Oh, you see, this man is disrespecting Rasulullah by saying that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hasn't got the knowledge of the unseen. No. In fact, this is exactly what Allah's Nabi was commanded to declare in the Quran. But before we speak about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's knowledge, remember, my respected brothers, no doubt that the knowledge given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam surpasses the knowledge of everyone in the creation. Ye bhi khayal rakhe. Jo ilm Allah ne Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko diya, wo ilm Allah ne makhluk mein kisi ko nahi diya. The knowledge of Rasulullah surpasses the knowledge of everything in the creation. Because he was the greatest Nabi. But to level a Nabi to the knowledge of Allah is shirk and kufr. Is shirk and kufr. Otherwise we are playing the same game as the Christians. The Christians deviated because of intense love of Jesus. Eventually they made him into the Son of God. Aur is par zara gaur kare. The greatest Nabi after Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that walked on the face of this earth was Ibrahim alayhi salam, the father of all the prophets. Even he did not know the knowledge of the unseen, not the complete knowledge. Kulli ghaib ka ilm, he did not know. Yes, of course, through revelation, he knew certain matters of the unseen, but that was only information given to him by Allah, through revelation. Subhanallah. Agar kisi buzrug ne کشف کے ذریعے سے کوئی بات ایسی کہہ دی جو حقیقت ہے, تو آپ یوں کہیں جی ہاں ہاں ماشاءاللہ جی مولوی محمد تو عالم غیب ہے. انا للہ و انا الیہ راجعون. At that one instance he might have said something, maybe that is inspiration that Allah puts in a person's heart. And so the prophets are connected with Allah through revelation, and therefore they speak at times of matters of the unseen, but the matters of the unseen, the complete knowledge is with Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, in his house a group of people came, handsome men, and the Quran speaks of it. وَلَكَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَى قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And when our messengers came to Ibrahim alayhi salam in the form of a human being, imagine a Nabi like Ibrahim alayhi salam did not even know that these were angels. He did not even know that the people that are in front of him are who? Angels. But in the form of, had he known the knowledge of the unseen, the Quran says, قال السلام, the angel said, Assalamu alaykum to him, and Ibrahim alayhi salam responded, Wa alaykum salam. Subhanallah. And immediately, to entertain the guests, he presented a roasted calf. Khane ke liye, foreign mehman nawazi, a roasted calf. Now, had Ibrahim alayhi salam known that these were angels, would he have presented food to them? What do angels want to eat a roasted calf for? فَمَا لَبِثَ أَنْ جَاءَ بِعِجْلٍ حَنِيذٍ. The Quran is saying, hastily, very quickly, Ibrahim alayhi salam presented a roasted calf to the angels. And the angels were not eating. And so they said, why don't you eat? And Ibrahim alayhi salam was informed that we are not human beings, we are angels, we don't eat like you humans eat. Did Ibrahim alayhi salam know the knowledge of the unseen? Ilm-e-ghaib Ibrahim alayhi salam ko ittila thi, kamil ilm-e-ghaib? Nahi. None of the prophets. Oh, subhanallah, not only a prophet, but a king. A prophet and a king. Who was that? Jazakallah. Sulaiman alayhi salam. Not only a prophet, but a king. A man who was given kingship of a vast kingdom. Badi hukumat thi. And he has his meeting, everybody is there, the jinns are there, the animals are there, all his soldiers are there, and he's looking at everyone. He says, ah, فَقَالَ مَا لِيَ لَا أَرَى الْهُدْهُدْ أَمْ كَانَ مِنَ الْغَائِبِينَ. Subhanallah, kya dabdaba aur rob tha. Where is the hoopoe bird? Where is the hoopoe bird? My meeting, Sulaiman calls a meeting, alayhi salatu wa salam, where are the birds? Where is the hoopoe bird? Maliya la ara al-hudhud, am kana min al-ghaibin. Allahu, law'adhibannahu. Sulaiman alayhi salam gets angry. And then the hoopoe bird comes. Ibrahim, Sulaiman alayhi salam says, where were you? And the bird says, oh Nabi of Allah, I come with you with information, important information. Had Sulaiman alayhi salam known where the hoopoe bird was, not far away from his palace, the hoopoe bird was in Yemen, inquiring about Bilqis and the mushrikeen. But Sulaiman alayhi salam did not even know where the hoopoe bird was. This is what the Quran is saying, that don't compare my knowledge even with the Prophet. Varna main tumhari maghfirat nahi karunga. Allah ki zaat jalal wali hai. Zaat o sifat mein insaan khayal kare. Allah ke rasool ka ishq Allah ke rasool ki ittiba mein hai. Kis mein hai? Ittiba mein. Bolna aasan hai mere liye. Musa alayhi salam, subhanallah. What a man, what a prophet. Perhaps the greatest prophet amongst the ranks of Banu Israel. When the magicians challenged him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, وَأَلْكِ عَصَاكِ. Oh Musa, throw your stick. Oh Musa, throw your stick. Alayhi salatu wa salam. Dekhe na? Musa alayhi salam threw the stick. Main yahan throw karunga, aapko lag jayi. I won't do that. Throw the stick. فَلَمَّا رَآهَا تَحْتَزُّ. And when Musa alayhi salam saw that the stick is moving, تَحْتَزُّ. كَأَنَّهَا جَان. As if it is a giant serpent. Even Musa alayhi salam got scared of that snake. Walla mudbiran walam yu'aqib. The Quran says that Musa alayhi salam took a flight, turned away, and he did not even look back. And Allah is saying, ya Musa, la takhaf. Oh my Nabi, don't be scared, don't be scared. Musa alayhi salam is looking at this huge snake that the upper lip is touching the balcony of the palace of Fir'aun. Who would not run? Had Musa alayhi salam known the knowledge of the unseen, he should have expected the snake to change. This should not have been the natural reaction of a Nabi. But this natural reaction shows that even Prophet Anbiya alayhi salam, their knowledge of the unseen was selective, was only that which was given to them through the means of wahi by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allamul ghuyub or alime ghaib kaun hai? Allah. Jazakallah khair, jazakallah. I've given you the example of three great prophets of the Quran. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Let us come back to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Agar kisi ne yun kaha na, somebody says, you know, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam alime ghaib nahi hai ya ghaib ka ilm nahi jante the. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Wahhabi. See, this man has got no love for Rasulullah. Kya kehte? This man has got no love for Rasulullah. Subhanallah. To follow the Quran, you are saying that this man has got no love for Rasulullah. Dekhe na, shaitan ne insan ko kaise gumrah kiya. And then these people become stubborn. What do they become? Zid par aa jate hain. Kya aa jate? Kisi bhai ne mukhlisan bhi usko kaha, bhai ye galat hai, nahi man. Open up Suratul A'raf. Kaun si ayat? Suratul A'raf. Ayat number 188. Ayat number 188. Jo bhi baat kahi Quran ki. Suratul A'raf, ayat number 188. Subhanallah, this man would have an incredible imagination if somebody could otherwise translate this ayat-e-kareema. Such simple translation of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to save this ummah from deviating from the right path. Allah said, ey mere nabi, aap aelan kar dijiye. Kya aelan kare? Kul, declare it to the people. What do we declare? Allah is saying, لا أملك لنفسي نفعا ولا ضرا إلا ما شاء الله. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا أملك لنفسي نفعا ولا ضرا إلا ما شاء الله. That I possess no power, I possess no power of benefit and of harm to myself. I possess no power of benefit and of harm to myself except that which Allah wills. اور آج تو دیکھیں جی ہاں ماشاء اللہ جاؤ اللہ کے نام پر نہیں بڑے پیر کے نام پر جاؤ. یا علی مولا مدد, سنا ہے آپ نے, یا علی مولا مدد. اللہ اکبر کبیرہ, انا للہ و انا الیہ راجعون. نہ حضرت ابو بکر کا نام لیا, نہ عمر فاروق کا نام لیا, نہ حضرت عثمان کا نام لیا, فوراً یا علی مدد, او علی میک, oh Allah, oh Ali, assist us and help us. Allahu Akbar. That Ali who would lift up his hands and only ask Allah, today you are doing shirk. Aadmi gir jata, ya ghost park. Kya kehte? Ya ghost park. Ghost-e-Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. Kisi ko seedhi baat, you speak to someone and tell him something that is right. Ah, you see, these people don't love Buzrugan-e-Deen. These people don't love the Prophet, subhanallah. Shaitan has blocked their understanding. Shaitan ne unko bas qatl kar diya hai, sar kalam kar diya hai. Allah meri aapki hifazat par. And on the subject of alimul ghaib or ilmul ghaib, suratul a'raf 188, bar bar main keh raha hu, dekhe quran mein, Allah is saying, say to the people of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, walau kuntu a'lamul ghaib, oh Muhammad, you say sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had I known knowledge of the unseen, لَسْتَقْتَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ, I would have accumulated for myself many good. I would have accumulated for myself many good. وَمَا مَسَّنِي السُّوءُ, and evil would not have touched me. On the battle of Uhud, no disbeliever would have had the power to injure my forehead. No disbeliever would have had the power to injure my cheeks and to give me takleef at the time of Taif. Why? I know of the unseen. I know what will happen. I would have not selected a group of my elite companions and given it to these disbelievers who were putting on the robe of hypocrisy, and all of them martyred the companions. Had I known that their strategy was to martyr my companions, would I send my companions to a death line, to a death mission? وَمَا مَسَّنِي السُّوءُ, subhanallah, what more do people want? And Allah's Nabi is saying, listen to me, in ana illa nazir wa bashir, I am only a warner and a man who comes with glad tidings to you. لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ, believe in Allah and believe in His Zat and Sifat, that Allah is omnipresent, Allah is omniscient, Allah is omnipotent, Allah has all the power. One lady came knocking at the door of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Bilal was there, and she said to Hazrat Bilal, I want to ask Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam one mas'ala. And Hazrat Bilal said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulallah, Zainab is here. Who is here? Zainab is here. Huzur alayhi salam looked at Hazrat Bilal, and what did he say? Ayyu Zainab, tell me which Zainab. Tell me which Zainab. What is the meaning of Ayyu Zainab, which Zainab? If Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had the knowledge of the unseen, would he not have known which Zainab it was? Allahu Akbar. And then Hazrat Bilal said, it is the wife of Abdullah ibn Masud. That Zainab, the wife of Abdullah ibn, a lady from Habasha, an old lady, she would clean and sweep the masjid of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For many days Allah's Nabi did not notice her, and he inquired and he said to the companions, where is that lady? I don't see her anymore. Sahaba kiram ajma'in said, Ya Rasulallah, she passed away in the night and we did not want to disturb you, so we completed the burial procedure. And Allah's Nabi said, why didn't you wake me up? Why didn't you tell me? And Allah's Nabi went and he stood at her grave and made dua for her. She is the khadim of the masjid, khadima. The question is, had Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had known the knowledge of the unseen, would he not have known that this lady has passed away? What was the maqsad of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam asking? Are mere azizo, ahle sunnat wal jamaat, sunni musalmano, jago. جاگو. کس کو تم وہاں بھی کہہ رہے ہو؟ کس کو؟ اللہ. عجیب عجیب. My respected brothers, and this is what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying: my followers are going to hellfire because of bid'ah, and I am pushing, you know, don't think like that, don't think like that. But they are blind. And another way shaitan deceives people, makes them feel very comfortable, makes them feel that no, you love Rasulullah because you're the true lover, you must hold this opinion. And what opinion is that? That Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is hazir nazir. What is it? You know what is hazir nazir? Hazir means you are hazir and I am hazir in front of you, present. Nazir means watching you at all times. Watching you at all times. And they say that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you love him, Allah has given him all the powers. This is the line they use. Allahu Akbar. And therefore he is hazir nazir. And they make a mockery of this Quran. Wallahi, in Ahle Bid'at ka Quran ka tarjuma aap dekhe, to main yun kehta hoon aapko ke Allah ke Rasul ke zamane se lekar 2009 tak kisi ne Quran ka tarjuma aisa nahi kiya hai jaise in logon ne kiya. I am not here to criticize anyone. I am not here. I don't enjoy criticizing, and it's not an attack on anyone. It is educating the people. It is not an attack. Allah gawah hai, it is not an attack. And I'm not here to attack anyone. I am here to educate. Taake hum apne aqaid ko sahi kare, so that we understand the message of the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the message of the Quran. You can't just pray salah 5 times a day but hold the wrong aqaid and beliefs of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Educate yourselves, my respected brothers. And you know, when you ask them, where did you get this translation of hazir nazir? Oh Allah, eri choti ka mushkilat unko pesh aata hai. And you know, they could not find any ayat of the Quran, and somehow they come with one ayat of the Quran and they say, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu inna arsalnaka shahida. Shahida means shahid. What is shahid? Witness. What is it? Witness. And they say, you see, Huzur alayhi salam is witness. So when it comes to the translation of shahid, they say shahid means hazir nazir. And when people speak to the congregation, they say, main nahi kehta ji, Quran mein hai, dekho, hazir nazir. Kya hai? People don't know Arabic. What is shahid? How can shahid be hazir nazir? How can shahid be hazir nazir? Is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam everywhere? Allahu Akbar. Everywhere, he is everywhere at all times, looking at you, and he knows of everything what is happening. And do you think by having such beliefs, you have done justice to this great Nabi? Nahin, aapne Allah ke Nabi par bohtan bheja hai. You have accused this Nabi. You have disrespected the teachings of this Nabi. Kiraman katibin are with you at all times. This is what the Quran says. Innal abrara lafi na'im wa innal fujjara. Kiraman katibin ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. The kiraman katibin are with you all the time. Allah is with you all the time. And this is in Suratul Mujadala. Suratul Mujadala. I think it's verse number 28. Quran Kareem hai, Alam tara anna Allah ya'lamu ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Allah is saying, have these people not seen that the knowledge of Allah is with everything that is in this world and everything that is in the heavens? The knowledge of Allah. And then Allah is saying, ma yakunu min najwa thalathatin illa huwa rabi'uhum. There is no one whispering, and there is no three people whispering, but the fourth is Allah. And there is no five people whispering, but the sixth is Allah. No fewer and no more, but Allah is with you wherever you are. Allah is with you wherever you are. مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ وَلَا أَدْنَى مِن ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْثَرَ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. Allah. یہ کیا مذاق؟ حاضر ناظر حاضر ناظر حاضر ناظر کیا حاضر ناظر. Look at Imam Bukhari and his titles. Has he put even one subtitle to show that Huzur alayhi salam is hazir nazir? One title to prove that Huzur alayhi salam is hazir. Are hazir nazir are the attributes of Allah. The attributes of Allah. What do you get by saying he's Hafiz Nazir? What do you get by concocting false beliefs, inventing false beliefs? Aur bichare saade logo ko iske rasool ke naam par gumrah kar dete. Committing a sin in the name of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the day of Qiyamah you will be held responsible. Committing a sin on the name of Muhammad Mustafa Mustaba sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They came to Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, "Oh Muhammad, let us compromise sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will worship Allah, but at the same time you worship the idols." Allah's Nabi said, "Are you mad? Are you mad?" And he said, "What are you talking about? You put the sun on my right hand, the moon on my left. I will never cease and stop but promoting the oneness of Allah." A man came, a Bedouin came, and he said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Is my Lord close to me? Is my Allah close to me or is he far? If he's close to me, I can whisper. If he's far, I'll shout of it." A Bedouin. And the verses of the Quran were revealed. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Oh Muhammad, when my bondsman comes to ask regarding me, say to them, "I am close to you." Allah is saying, "Inni qareeb," I am close to you. Allah did not say Ibrahim alayhi salam is close to you. Allah did not say Musa alayhi salam is close to you. Allah did not say Isa alayhi salam is close to you. Allah did not say Muhammad Mustafa Mujtaba Sayyidul Awwalin wal Akhirin is close to you. Allah did not say that. Because why? Then you're playing with fire. Slowly you will end up doing shirk with Allah. Allah knows the limits. Aapko swimming karna na aaye, don't go to the deep end. Kya kehte? Don't go to the deep end. Phas jao. Phas jaoge. Subhanallah. When scholars speak out, people don't understand and they accuse. Main to you kehta hoon mere azizo, never mind about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being hazir nazir. You will find that they go to such extremes. Jisko guzishta majlis mein maine kaha kya? Gulu. Kya kaha? Exaggeration. Gulu. Gulu. I saw one peer. I was in that room. I don't say why I was there. I was sort of trapped, you know, in a dead end situation. Kabhi kabhi ye ho jata hai na mere azeez. Aadmi aisi jagah par pahunch jata hai jahan usko kuch ilm bhi nahi. And this man was saying and predicting. You know, a few days ago Ibrahim Bhai Fulad gave me a letter. And when I read this letter, he says to the Imam, and I read this letter and it said that this letter to you comes from Prophet Solomon, O Muhammad. This letter comes to you from Prophet Solomon, O Muhammad. Maine kaha bas aise hi deewane log duniya mein baki. And these are the types of people you'll find all everywhere. That is why Quran or Hadith, subhanallah, that is a seat belt. Kya hai? Insan ki hifazat karti hai mere aziz. They go to the extreme of even claiming that awliyaullah are hazir nazir. What are they? Acha, main un logo ki tarah nahi hu who would read a sentence in a way that I would not contextualize the whole sentence to you properly. This kitab that is here in front of me is called Al-Malfuz. Kya hai? This is actually written, not written, but these are the fatawa of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Barelvi. What is it? Imam Muhammad Raza Khan Barelvi. Remember, I want to educate the ummah. Tawheed kya hai? You see, we need to understand what is right. We need to understand the zat and sifat of Allah. It's not about attacking anyone, but it is about books that you will find everywhere. And people need to be educated. Education is a powerful ammunition, weapon. And if you look at Malfuzat Hissa Awwal, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan was questioned, and he was questioned as arz, and the answer he gives is irshad. I will not miss a word in Urdu. Alhamdulillah, Urdu parna aata hai. Yeah. And the question to him was, Huzur, Maulana Dawood sahab, ye sune. Huzur, awliya, ek waqt mein chand jaga hazir hone ki quwwat rakhte hai? Huzur, Hazrat, can you tell us that can a wali of Allah have the capacity, the power to be in many places at one time? In many places at? Not Rasulullah, not حاضر ناظر رسول اللہ کی بات نہیں, حاضر ناظر کس کی؟ اولیاء. جواب, ارشاد, ارشاد. Listen. اگر وہ چاہے, if the peer and the awliya Allah wish, تو ایک وقت میں دس ہزار شہروں میں, دس ہزار شہروں میں دس ہزار جگہ کی دعوت قبول کر سکتے ہیں. That a wali of Allah, never mind Hazir Nazir Rasulullah, even a wali of Allah can accept the invitation of 10,000 people at 10,000 locations at one time. Ab gulu hai ya nahi mere aziz? And so my respected brothers, please, I mean not to offend anyone. I am speaking with my heart, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah, I am not here to criticize anyone or to attack someone, but I am here to educate the congregation. A lot of people come and ask us, Mauli sahab, ye masla kya hai? Mauli sahab, that person is saying this. Maulana, that person is saying this. Subhanallah. And there is a need for people to be educated. Baat ko kholi jaye, baat ko kholi jaye, taake log samjhe, taake log samjhe. اللہ رب العالمین مجھے بھی توفیق دے, آپ حضرات کو بھی توفیق دے. وآخر دعوانا الحمدللہ رب العالمین.